الله الحمد لله الواحد الأحد المتوحد بذاته المقدسة وبصفاته المنزهة المبجلة المتفرد بالبقاء فلا أول له ولا آخر له نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا شريك له في ألوهيته وربوبيته ولا سهيم له في وحدانيته وفرديته وصمديته فجل جلاله وتقدست ذاته وعم نواله ثم أشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وهادينا وقائدنا وطبيب قلوبنا وأرواحنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي هو أفضل المخلوقين وهو المخصوص بجوامع الكلم وسماحة الدين فصلوات الله تعالى عليه وعلى سائر النبيين وآل كل وسائر الصالحين صلى الله على النبي الأمي ألف ألف صلوات وتحيات وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا معشر الحاضرين من الإخوان والأخوات المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي العاصية بتقوى الله عز وجل أولا وآخرا كما قال سبحانه وتعالى آمرا ومخاطبا للمؤمنين بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وبعد فإن موضوع خطبتي اليوم بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو أهمية العمل في الإسلام فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه الوجيز ومنزل خطابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون وقد قال رسولنا عليه الصلاة والسلام على أهمية العمل كما أخرجه الإمام أحمد في مسنده وقد روي عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن قامت الساعة وبيد أحدكم فصيلة فإن استطاع أن لا يقوم حتى يغرسها فليفعل أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مرة أخرى إن قامت الساعة وبيد أحدكم فصيلة فإن استطاع أن لا يقوم حتى يغرسها فليفعل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام مسند أحمد My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic of my khutbah today is the importance of action in Islam, the value of action in Islam or activism in Islam. And I have quoted one ayah from the Holy Quran, from Surah At-Tawbah, that is chapter number 9 and ayat number 105. And a beautiful hadith, a very great hadith on the topic from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narrator of this hadith is Anas bin Malik, very famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith has been recorded by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullahu alayhi in his book, The Collection of the Hadith, Musnad Ahmad. And I have the number of the hadith also, if you would like to go back and study more with more details, you can go inshallah and look at that. 12,518, this is the number of the hadith. Before I go for explanation and for the translation of the ayah and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let me share with you an interesting information from a scholar who is a contemporary scholar, a Western scholar, Orientalist. Orientalists, those Western scholars who write about Islam and they study Islam and they write the books. So one of our modern time scholar is Professor John Esposito. He is the professor in Georgetown University. in Washington, D.C. And he wrote a book on Islam, Islam, the Straight Path. So reasonably, this scholar is very fair and very honest. So he, one of the chapters of his book, he did a comparison, like a comparative religion, between Christianity, Islam and Judaism. So the chapter is on the topic of religious belief and action. And under this topic he says that the most important question to the Christianity is that, what do you believe? And they call it orthodoxy. He said the important question in Judaism is that, what do you do, your actions, your deeds? And they call it orthopraxy. And he says, beautiful analyzation, that Islam is so much good and beautiful religion that keeps a balance between the two and brings both things, faith and action, and gives the equal importance to the both. And on one hand, if the important question in Islam, what is the correct belief, what is the correct aqidah in Islam, what is your iman and faith in Islam, on the other hand, equally important question from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is your actions? What do you do? So this phrase has been explained in the many ayat of the Quran. I'm sure that whenever you recite the Quran, you hold the Quran in your hand and you are reciting, so many times you go through this ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intertwined and he combined these two phrases together. One action and one is faith. First is faith and the other side is action. And action is so important in Islam that without the action, faith is empty. Faith is like, has no merit. And these are our deeds, these are our actions, that they will be the basis of the divine judgment on the day of judgment. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, that on the day of judgment, you will be given the books of deeds. So those who will be given in their right hand, they will be successful. But those unfortunately who will be given their book of deeds in their left hand, they will be the losers. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. In the other ayat he says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. It's very famous ayah. The one who is doing an atom weight good deed, he will surely see it on the day of judgment. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. But if unfortunately someone is doing a bad deed, he also or she also will see it on the day of judgment in the book of the deeds. So in Islam, actions are very much important. And now keep this background in your mind and thou now study that ayah that I have quoted from Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your community, tell the Muslim people, وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا, you work, اِعْمَلْ, عَمَلْ, work, righteousness, all the good actions, do the good actions. Why? سَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Because your good actions, your all actions are monitored by, watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to be watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter. Good actions and the bad, both are being monitored and watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because your actions, سَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ, soon Allah will observe your actions. وَرَسُولُهُ, and His Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is watching and he is observing your actions. It has been explained further in the hadith, in one of the very authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that uridat alaykum, uridat alayya a'malu ummati, the actions of my ummah are being presented to me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is watching, is observing our actions. Wal mu'minun, and the whole Muslim community, all the believers, believing men and believing women, they are also watching your actions. So سَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَدَةِ. And soon you will be brought back to Allah, to the one who is all knowing of unseen things and those things that are open. So what is hidden and what is open, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows each and everything. وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. You will be brought back to the one who has the knowledge of everything. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. So he will show you the truth. He will inform you of all those actions that you have done in this world or you used to do. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. So if you reflect on this ayat of the Quran, you will find some interesting points. Point number one, that our actions are very much important in Islam. There is so much value of action in Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing and is commanding to the mu'mineen that you do the good actions. And that is the second point, that always do the righteous actions, the good actions, so that you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good actions and not punished for the bad actions. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he further explained this ayah and this topic of the action in Islam in this hadith that I have quoted from Musnad Ahmad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if the end of the world approaches, in qamat is sa'ah, sa'ah is qiyamat, the end of the world approaches, and in one of you has in his hand, wa biyadi ahadikum, anyone of you has in his hand fasila, fasila, seeds of the tree to plant. You are about to plant a tree, so you have the seeds of that tree. فَإِنْ اسْتَطَاعَ أَلَّا يَقُومَ حَتَّى يَغْرِسَهَا. So if he can plant the tree, if he is able to do that before the end of the world, فَلْيَفْعَلْ. So that person, he should go for it. He should do it. He should plant the tree. He should complete the action, in other words. Subhanallah. Just reflect on this hadith. So many points they are coming into your mind. And look at the wisdom, the intelligence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you present this case, this situation, to some ordinary person, a religious leader or teacher or someone, so, and you said that this is the situation that I have, I'm planting the tree and I got the news that the Qiyamah is right here. What should I do? That person will, of course, advise, forget everything. You are talking about planting the tree, just leave it. Go to your place as soon as possible, make the wudu, sit on the musalla, on the prayer rug and start praying. And forget the world and everything. But look at the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first point from this hadith that we deduce is that the actions are very much important in Islam and they must be completed under all circumstances. The second, that there is a priority of the actions. In the beautiful way, the Prophet ﷺ is also telling us that you should keep the priority of your actions. Planting of a tree is a mubah, is something that is permissible in Islam. So every Muslim is assumed that he has or she has already has done his faraid. All your faraid, your obligatory prayers, your obligatory actions. Then we have the sunnah. So you have completed all the sunnah after the fard. Then you come to the mubah, the permissible things. So if you have already done your fard and your obligatory things, then you should not worry. Now you are doing something permissible. You are ready for the qiyamah. You are ready for the end of the world. You are ready to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can say that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I did my best. I have completed all my duties, my basic duties that you have given to me. And after that, I am doing this. So please accept it from me. The third thing, very important point, again from this hadith, that there is no sharp division, there is no distinction in Islam between the secular work or worldly work or the religious work. All the religious, all the secular work or worldly work also becomes religious work if you are doing it with the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the conviction that my Allah is watching me, my Allah is observing me, and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that I have to show my face to him on the day of judgment. Then your all worldly affairs become your religious work. They become the part of your ibadah. Another point is that whenever you do in this world, a Muslim does only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is possible that you do not see the reward or the result or the fruit of your action right here in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may keep it for the akhirah. So the target of a Muslim should be the hereafter. The akhirah is our ultimate goal. The akhirah is our objective, not this world. We should not expect to see the reward or the result of our actions right here in this world. It is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he will reward us in both. And this is the right way that we should do, make dua, that oh Allah, give us the best in this dunya and in the akhirah. But if he wants to keep us everything for the akhirah, that is completely okay. And this should be the intention of a Muslim person. So subhanallah, so many good teachings that we are learning from this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, last Friday I told you that inshallah, if I am going to speak in next khutbah, I will also tell you about the broad vision of the community, of a Muslim community. Most people think that only building the masjid is just the target. That is the very first and prime duty of a community. But in addition to that, you build the community. Building the community is also very important. And I will give you a practical example in just 2-3 minutes, and you will get an idea that what I am talking about, and it will be inshallah more than helpful than a big lecture. 2 years ago I visited Islamic Center in Minnesota. There was a conference for all the imams. Imams in America, they have annual conference. They have now their own federation. So be careful. So they also gathered together and discussed their masail and the ummah. The ummah, masail of the ummah. So anyway, our host of that Islamic center, they have given us a tour. And what they did, that they have bought a building that was a high school, public high school, and it was on sale and they bought it. So huge building with so many rooms, you can imagine a high school, public high school. Not only the covered area, but outside they have so many fields, grounds for soccer and for baseball and for all the games. So outside, indoor, outdoor and all that. And then they shared us the vision that how they are serving the Muslim community in that area. They said that everything that is the primary list, we have the masjid, we have the Islamic school, we have the Sunday Islamic school, we have the evening classes, weekdays evening classes, you name it, whatever services. Then if you come to the social services, we have the clinic, we have the doctors, they come, we feed the neighbors program, poor people, so many activities that an Islamic center does. But in addition that, what I found a new thing, they said that we also thought that our many Muslim brothers and sisters, they go to the gym for their exercise, for their workout, for their physical health. So we thought, why should not we keep the gym right here in our premises? They are paying the fee, membership fee, to all those places where they are going differently. What if all the Muslim people, and we have a different schedule for brothers, we have different schedule for our sisters, and they are all coming together, and it is professional gym, and they are getting benefit. So there are so many benefits. The masjid is generating the revenue also, and they are close to the masjid when there is a time for prayer, the salah, they are not missing their prayer. The Islamic environment. Same thing they said, that we have the swimming pool, swimming classes, we take our children, so many outside swimming classes, but now we bring our children to the swimming pool in our masjid. So the masjid again is taking the fee and getting, you know, generating the money, and our kids are getting the Islamic environment. Same thing they said, that judo karate class for the kids, and you name it, so many things that we are paying our money as the members for these exercises, for social things, they said that we all provide over here under one roof, mashallah. And most importantly, when so many Muslims are coming together every day for different reasons, so this is the community bond, you know, they are coming closer to each other. And so ethnic background, diversity and all that, so it is increasing the love, it is increasing their interaction, and so many benefits, mashallah, they are getting from there. So this is, should be the broad vision of the community. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we are now moving forward to first step. Inshallah, when we have the masjid, after that we can think about the Islamic school. That is also very important need of our community. Then so many other classes and the programs and activities, but also the commercial side, you know, Muslim businesses is also very important. And I would like to emphasize on that do not take Muslim business as just the business. When you have a Muslim business, again on that place all the Muslims, they are going and they are meeting together. It is also increasing that community relation and community bond. So I am very much in favor of this commercial places and the businesses. Right now, you know, when you come to the actions, I will just conclude in 1 minute. We have a non-Muslim guy who opened the business in Frisco area, and we all Muslims are going over there. And he is getting benefit of all our Muslim customers. What if we open the business, our own Muslim brother, and we give this business to our dead brother? So again, if we have a place, we all Muslim brother, sister, we are going together. It will reinforce our community bond. And our own Muslim brother will get the benefit of that. I am very much serious about that. Because these people, again, they have action. This same guy has franchise in Dallas. In every city, they have the business with the same name. But unfortunately, we Muslims, we do not have that much successful businesses. And especially in Frisco, there is a need. I talked to one brother. Mashallah, he is committed. He said, I can give my all services, the action. But he cannot invest any money. So if any brother, any sister would like to invest this money in this good cause, inshallah, do not do just for the business, do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good intention. Allah will give you the benefit. You will get the profit of the business. On the other hand, it will be a good service for the community, to the community. You will get the reward for this khidmat, for this great service. And you will be helpful for doing this community bond also. And I would like to suggest that this store should not be known as from any ethnic background, as this is Middle Eastern store or Pakistani or Bengali or Indian store or Afghani store or African store. You should give a common name like a Muslim Islamic store, Makkah store, Medina store, something like that can bring all our Muslims together and we all can get the needs that are our daily needs. So inshallah, that is the vision of the community that we have to create in our masjid and in this area. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to bless our efforts, inshallah, and to make it successful. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin. Innahu ta'ala jawadun kareem, malikum barur raufur rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran kama amar. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu irghaman liman jahda bihi wa kafar. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, sayyidul khalaiq wal bashar. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa 'ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. خصوصا منهم على الخلفاء الأربعة سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سائر الصحابة والصحابيات رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين والتابعين لهم من الأبرار الأخيار صلاة وسلام دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. I would like to give you some messages. before the dua inshallah, but at the same time I remind you to please move forward and fill up the gaps, because we have the brothers who are standing at the door and waiting to be accommodated inshallah. So please try to accommodate every brother who is standing over there. Talking to the community bond again, we had a brother in our community who recently passed away, Brother Shahzad Wali. He was so much close to everyone, so much dear, mashallah, to everyone. Most of the time he was here in the masjid, all social gatherings, all those programs, mashallah, we have seen him a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed time for him, he passed away, and mashallah, he passed away in a very satisfactory situation. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special mercy and rahmah on him, inshaAllah. Allahumma arhamhu waghfir lahu wa'afihi wa'afu anhu. He went to his job like every day, me, you, everyone, we go to our jobs. He went to his job, meaning he was not feeling that much sick, and physically he was able to go to the work. At the time of Zuhr prayer, it was his habit, and he told me several times that he goes to Irving Masjid or Valley Range Musalla because his workplace in that area, and he performs Zuhr prayer over there. On that day also, he was not feeling very well, so he called his eldest son and he said, drive me to the masjid. And he made the wudu in the Musalla. And while he was in the state of wudu, after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his angel to take out his ruh. And in the state of wudu, he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My brothers and sisters, now he left behind his family, his children, his wife, everyone, and we should not forget the family. We should not just like used to be a brother and he's no more. No, we have to continue the relation with his children the same way as we had in his life. And that's why we should have some time, some gatherings, some programs. So inshallah, tonight we are doing a halaqa in our masjid, and I will be speaking on the topic of the true nature of our ruh, spirit, the ruh. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ. This is a question in the Quran also. People, they ask you about the ruh. What is the ruh? قُلِ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So this will be the topic. But this program will be dedicated to that our brother, so that we can remember him and we can show our support, the support of solace, the support of solidarity with the family, the entire family, that we did not forget you, we are with you always, inshallah. And if there is any kind of need to the family, we are there for emotional support, for any kind, moral support, any kind of support, inshallah. So that is the spirit of the community, inshallah. So please try to attend this program after Maghrib prayer tonight. And the CARE, the organization CARE, very famous, they have the Dallas chapter, they are organizing a very wonderful program. This is a banquet on April 19, Saturday, in the evening time at 5 p.m. in Doubletree Hotel in Richardson. So please try to attend. Our masjid has been always very strong supporter of this organization, CARE, and wonderful work and the job they are doing, mashallah. So they are not supported by the national CARE. This is, they have their own local chapter from Dallas. So it is our responsibility to support our organization CARE, inshallah. And now this is the time for making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for yourself, for the Muslim Ummah, inshallah, Amen. And for the dignity of Islam. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur man nasara deena Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waj'alna minhum. واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم من احييته منا فاحيه على الاسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الايمان اللهم يا شافي الامراض اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم أذهب البأس رب الناس واشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاء اشف شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم اشف جميع المرضى من المسلمين اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته ولا كربا إلا فرجته ولا تائبا إلا قبلته ولا عدوا إلا خذلته ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته ولا جاهلا إلا علمته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته وغفرت له ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.